Proclamation number 2232 of February 11th, 1942. Lies and Truth and Their Origin. The working of the spirit is unmistakable where the concepts of truth and lie are so clearly distinguished. Thus God or his adversary can be recognized as the origin of what is offered to people. The Spirit from God will always declare war on all untruth, since it is the pure truth in itself. The emanation of God, who is the truth himself. Truth and falsehood are such opposites that the origin must also be two completely opposite entities. And the person who is in the truth will always feel connected to God, i.e., strive for the good from within, while the follower of the lie is in bondage to the will of the power that ignites all evil instincts in people. Just as the concept of truth can only be associated with God, a person who associates himself with God will never have to fear untruth or error, and consequently truth can always be assumed to exist where people are willing to turn to God. However, it is not the words but the actions of those who believe themselves to be knowledgeable that are decisive. A person who cannot do enough in his deeds of love will also irrevocably stand in the truth, for the Spirit from God directs his thoughts towards the right realization. But lies will be represented by those people who do not act lovingly themselves, for their thoughts are influenced by the power that opposes God. The latter will always try to mix truth and lies. The human being will neither desire the truth nor recognize the lie as such, but will accept without judgment everything that is offered to him, even consider everything to be good, even if it obviously suggests bad powers. For he does not detest lies, since he is blind in spirit and, due to his loveless nature, is still very much related to the one who himself is devoid of all love. Nor will he feel the urge within himself to want to recognize what is true and right because he desires nothing that is from God as long as he is still in the power of God's adversary. The working of the Spirit is then understandably not possible, for the Spirit from God can only express itself where the truth is desired. Because God can only offer divine things to those who endeavor to come close to God. But the lie emanates from the adversary and also leads back to him, for everything that is a lie means distance from God and therefore drawing closer to his adversary. The person who desires the truth will recognize all characteristics of truth as well as those of lies, and he will very soon know where he should look for the truth and where he can avoid lies. For the human being who desires truth gives himself, i.e., his thinking, to God, who then enlightens him with his spirit, i.e., directs his thinking, so that he can clearly recognize and distinguish truth from lies. Amen.